Exodus 31:14. Keep the Sabbath. I want to talk to you about the importance of keeping the Sabbath day and resting one day per week. In the book of Exodus chapter 31, verses 12 through 18, we see the Sabbath, or the Shabbat, law. What was the purpose of the Sabbath day, or the Shabbat? It was God's way of giving man a day to rest, a day to spend with Him, a day to reflect on Him, a day to dedicate to Him. I am sorry to say that many Christians today do not put this rule into practice. Their excuse? That's under the old covenant. That's under the rules, the regulations. That's the law. We're now under the new covenant, which is grace. We don't have to follow the Old Testament rules. That's why Jesus came. Recall what John wrote in chapter 1, verse 17, when he said the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Thus, it's sad to say that many people don't follow this practice. The first mention of the Sabbath really is found in the second chapter of the Bible. Please turn to the book of Genesis chapter 2, and let's look at verse 2. The Bible says, "And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made." I personally believe that if we see God himself taking a day out for relaxation, for rest, I think we should take notice. In Exodus 16, we see the bread from heaven, that is the manna, or manna. The Israelites were instructed to gather twice as much on the sixth day so that on the seventh they could rest. In verses 23 through 27, we see how the Lord blessed that day and the food and the people to those who listened to the word of God. In the book of Exodus chapter 20, when God gave Moses the Ten Commandments, God instructed that the Sabbath day be remembered and to keep it holy as number 4 out of the Ten Commandments. In Exodus chapter 23, verses 10 through 13, we also see that they are to rest the entire seventh year from sowing and gathering in their produce, their fruits, their vegetables, and what have you. They are to let their land rest that seventh year. Now let's look at Exodus chapter 31, verses 12 through 14. The Bible says, "And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak also to the children of Israel, saying, Surely my Sabbaths you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you. You shall keep the Sabbath, or also known as the Shabbat. Therefore, for it is holy to you, everyone who profanes it shall surely be put to death. For whoever does any work on it, that person shall be cut off from among his people." I think we're seeing that the Lord takes this day seriously. Why have I taken the time to go through all these scriptures? Well, I think there's a message for us in here. First off, if you are so consumed with working every day of the week, then how much time are you really leaving for God? I don't have time to go to church, you might say. I've got cars to sell. I've got a living to make. My house needs repair. I've got to work. I got to get ahead. Well, that may be our mentality, but I don't believe that that's God's desire for us. Second, if you feel like your days, your weeks, the months seem to fly by, it may be because you're not taking that day of rest. Did you know that Jesus said that the Sabbath was made for man? He did. You can check it out in Mark chapter 2, verse 27. May we be a people who follows God's instructions found in His Word. Will you please repeat after me as we pray together in the name of Jesus Christ? Dear Lord, please forgive me for not remembering your Sabbath day and keeping it holy. I desire to rest one day per week so that I may develop a closer relationship with you and others. I want to honor you, Lord, and I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.